This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am your host, Corey Fleck, and I am happy to be reporting that the vast majority of this weekend's show is being recorded live from the floor of the Sprott Natural Resource Symposium. And to kick off this show, I'm sitting here with our host, Rick Rule. Rick, first of all, thanks for having us. Thanks for hosting again another great conference.
Well, Corey, thank you for over the years attending and reporting from the conference. Our channel partners are a useful extension of the conference and very instrumental in extending the educational benefit from the conference to the investment community.
Well, it's been great. Another fantastic year of meeting with companies, and throughout this weekend, even into next week, I do have interviews that have been recorded from the floor that I do want everyone's feedback on. So please be sure to visit our website and email me directly, comment on our blog, let me know what you think of all these companies. And let's again talk about some of these companies that are here, because they all have been vetted by you, by the Sprott Institution. What have been some of the standouts in your eyes? What have been some of the changes from last year's show to this year's show that you are paying attention to?
Well, there's a couple interesting things. John Kaiser introduced me to the idea that I could index our exhibitors and compare them with the broad market. And for the fourth year in a row, we destroyed the market. The performance of the exhibitors from last year's show, between last year and this year, relative to the performance of the TSXV, has been mind-numbingly good. It shows you that a well-chosen group of companies relative to the market performs exceptionally well. Now, you point out that we have vetted all these companies. The qualification to be an exhibitor at the Sprott show is that you are owned in a Sprott performance fee-generating account. Sadly, not every stock that Sprott buys goes up. But what it does do is it guarantees to our attendees that the exhibitors have been vetted. We know them, and we know them well enough to have risked our own money. In terms of themes, what has been interesting to me is not so much what I'm interested in, but the stories that have attracted the attention of the investors on the floor. The fact that I like my children, if you will, these companies, is taken for granted. But which ones capture the imagination of the crowd is an entirely different circumstance. Certainly, Robert Friedland gave, poor pun, an electrifying speech, talking about the incredible work that he has done in Ivanhoe Mines, which is a large personal position. But he also talked about a couple of smaller companies that he's involved in. Cleantech, Cordoba. Suffice it to say, he attracted a lot of attention with an amazing speech and a spectacular track record. The other things which I think were very useful were two panels I did. The Living Legends panel, where I had people active in the business today who had built multi-billion dollar businesses, talking about the successes they had in business and how the lessons that they learned translated to investors. And then, because the crowd asked for it, I had some younger legends, people who haven't yet attained the status of, say, a Robert Friedland or a Bob Quartermain, but had in their 30s and 40s built large companies and exhibited success. So I think that we got across to people, and certainly you've understood this for some time, the fact that while we believe this to be an asset-intensive business, it's actually a business built around very, very, very successful people. And I think we got across to the attendee the fact that in addition to having good rocks, you have to have great people. And if I've succeeded in that, then this conference has been a success for me.
Hey, Rick, we harp on that all the time. I know every time I chat with you, it is a lot lot about the people. And one of the encouraging things is that even through that downturn, we still have these survivors that have come out and have actually built up pretty substantial, pretty successful companies. And now that we, at least it looks like we're turning the corner, they are set up very well to not just make themselves some good money, but also make the shareholders some good money. But talking about the shareholders and the general mood that's around this show, it seems like there are a lot of people here, but there's also a lot of people still kind of wondering when that breakout's going to happen and if they should be injecting money right now. How are you addressing these comments?
Well, it's important to note that a lot of the people at this conference have been Sprott customers for 30 years. They've been through the ups, they've been through the downs. They understand that a bear market is the author of a bull market. And having been through a pretty spectacular bear market, they're loaded and coming in hard. The mood here is probably a lot more ebullient than you would find in the market in general, because the investor base that comes to a paid conference, especially a conference of this caliber, is a pretty sophisticated group. The fact that this group is ready to spend money right now probably isn't indicative of the broad market, and it wouldn't surprise me to see ourselves in a market where malaise lasts for another 6 months. It's not a prediction. The truth is, I've been in these markets for 40 years, and if you're in the market for 40 years, you understand that anybody's attempt to predict 6 months in the future is completely futile.
Rick, there's one comment that I do want you to address that everyone's going to hear in segment four when I chatted to Byron King, and we were talking about how it can be tough for investors to isolate the companies and build a almost reputation with the companies and a familiarity, but there are these other products that help them get exposure to the sector. Byron brought up the Sprott Junior Mining Funds, as well as some of the other funds that Sprott holds, in the context of the issues that GDXJ had. He highly recommended these funds, which again you can hear in segment four. What do you have to say about how these funds are managed that are different from that fiasco in GDXJ?
Well, of course, I have a vested interest in saying that the Sprott Junior Gold Miners Index is the best index on the market. But I do believe that. I helped construct it. It's a much smaller product than the GDXJ, which is, I think, a very good thing. It's also qualitatively organized. The GDXJ is now so large that they have to really cease to be a junior gold fund. The median market cap is $4.8 billion. To say it's an unsuccessful product is ridiculous. It's an $11 billion product. The problem is it's too successful. It is the tail that, in fact, wags the dog. Ours is, unfortunately, fortunately for investors, unfortunately for us, a $200 million product, a much smaller product. What that means, though, is that, first of all, it can be much more selective and representative of what I think is going to be a very good market. Also, to the extent that you had a liquidity freeze-up, if the GDXJ had to begin to unwind positions because people were selling the GDXJ, people were selling the sector, that would be a train wreck of epic proportions, trying to unwind an $11 billion pool rather than trying to unwind a $250 million pool. They are orders of magnitude different in terms of risk.
They absolutely are, but hey, there are opportunities out there for investors to still get exposure from the sector. Now, Rick, let's just wrap us up. We're pretty much in the middle of summer. A lot of people are saying it's kind of the summer doldrums, but quite frankly, gold is performing quite well this week, but it is still very much in the middle of this range. Copper actually broke out this week. Some interesting nuances coming into the market. What are you going to be paying most close attention to throughout the next at least 3 months, but then moving on into the end of the year?
I love the summer doldrums. It's the point in time when most of my competition goes to the cottage and takes themselves out of the market. And the fact that I come to work in August is usually very rewarding by March. So I'm going to be looking at earlier stage exploration companies while all of my competition is fishing. August has always been a great time for me. The summer malaise is the same as saying that things are on summer sales, and I love summer sales. I will not be buying the bigger billion, $2 billion market cap names. I'll be looking at the penny dreadfuls, the 15 million market caps, the 20 million market caps, in particular my old favorites, the prospect generators, which have been given up for dead, but are in fact very much alive.
Hey, Rick, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next even couple months, because so much money was raised and so many drill programs are currently underway. I know how backlogged all these assay labs are. We're going to be seeing a slew of news hit when I think still some people will be away from their desks. It's a great opportunity, and again, it's a great opportunity to visit this conference. Rick, thanks for hosting us here. We look forward to coming back next year.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. In this segment, you will be hearing an update that was recorded from the conference this week. However, the interview did run a little bit long, so the full unedited version will be available live on the KEReport.com website under the weekend show posting in segment two. I hope everybody enjoys. Welcome in. Continuing our coverage live from the floor of the Sprott Natural Resource Symposium, bringing on another company update, and this is a sponsor company to the website. Actually, one of my favorite sponsor companies on the website, Falco Resources. I have the CFO, Vincent Metcalf, sitting here with me. Vincent, let's review some of the recent news that has come out of the company regarding financing. Falco closed a oversubscribed financing of just over $28 million, almost $29 million Canadian back at the beginning of June, which was a bought deal, and then also closed a $5 million Canadian credit facility at the tail end of June. Can you explain the goals and the plans around these recent raises and the credit facility, please?
Absolutely, thank you. So I guess the first step was raising $28.7 million in May, which closed in June, as you just pointed to. But essentially, the idea behind that one was really that, you know, we obviously saw our share price appreciate quite nicely. We had some very good demands. I'd spent a lot of time going around Europe and North America and meeting new shareholders. There was obviously some big, strong demand from big institutional shareholders that wanted a significant part of the company and also participate in the future upside as we go forward to the project financings down the road. But essentially, we had a very good gold price to work with. We had a slight window that opened, and we were happy to hit it when the brokers came up and put up a deal for us. It was a very safe deal for us. It was a bought deal, so we didn't have any risk on that front. And really, it's all money that's going basically forward into the project financing. So it's all going to be deducted from the total CapEx number, so it's all money that's going to go to site preparation, relocation. As you know, we've already ordered the hoisting system, so it's all basically money that's going to go towards the project development.
And just as a refresher for some people that are watching the company might not remember, how much total money do you need for this project?
Yeah, so when we released the PEA last year in May, we were looking at about $680 million U.S. for the total CapEx. Now that we're working towards the feasibility, it's probably going to increase a bit because, as you know, we've increased the mine life from 12 years last year to now closer to 17-year mine life. So we've got a few added pieces of equipment and tailings facility on surface that we're adding in our feasibility study, so that'll probably bring us closer to 750 total. But from that point of view, that's kind of the number we're working with at the moment.
And again, within this fundraising, Osisko did take a portion of this. I know the relationship with Osisko is very tight there. Take us through how much Osisko also put into this financing.
Correct. They put out essentially $3 million towards the $28 million financing, which now brings them around 13.2% of the total ownership in Falco. So strong supporter, obviously always there to back their stories. But, you know, obviously Luc Lessard and myself work for both companies, so we have strong ties with both entities, and it's a very good thing for the shareholders because we make sure that the dollars go into the ground and make sure that it's always going towards the project.
Now, also one other comment on this credit facility. It's only $5 million, so some people might be wondering, well, they just raised over $28 million. Why build in this $5 million credit facility?
Yeah, so when you start building mines in Quebec, when you start working with Hydro-Québec for the power situation, you have to essentially put up your money up front before you actually do the development and the construction of the project. So that $5 million is actually ascribed only for our power situation, and it's right now for this year we're only going to be spending about $700,000 on a temporary line to connect the grid to our project, and then the remainder of that amount will be spent during project construction.
So again, just one of the hoops that you have to jump through as you move into a construction type phase. Let's talk about the big news event that is coming up for the company. That's the feasibility study. When can we expect that?
Sure. Well, we always said we were going to come out in early Q3. Obviously, our biggest piece of news in the last 2 years since we've really been involved with the company. We're in the finishing touches of the feasibility. We're doing the basically tying all the numbers together. We expect probably maybe a month delay, but we'll probably be releasing the study by the end of August, early September, but most probably in August, basically in time to hit all the conferences and so on, and make sure that we talk up to all the investors what we're obviously hoping will be a positive feasibility on the project.
And quite frankly, it's been a pretty slow market over the last month and a half. So in my eyes, being an investor, I don't think you really need to be in much rush during these summer doldrums, which I know even at this conference, some people are saying it's just slowed down a little bit. But that's fine. It's natural. Let's now talk about a different discussion that you and I were having off mic. And I was asking you about some of these small-scale production stories and how the risk around these projects, because it is hard to get mines up and running, and coming from almost wearing two hats, one being Falco, who has a project that, as you just said, went from 12 to 17 year mine life, but then also looking at Osisko, which is a very, very successful miner. What do these big companies look for when they are looking at acquiring maybe exploration companies and future development stories?
Yeah, you know, essentially when you talk to Sean Rusin, who's obviously the big chief in command here in our group, he always wants to be involved with strategic assets, which means plus 10-year mine lives in a good camp, good jurisdiction. Mining industry is tough as it is. You need a lot of money. You need to be in good jurisdictions because you never know what could happen in some of these riskier places. But that's why we get involved with stories like Falco, because we believe that, you know, on the smaller scale operation, if you look at everything that's been built in the last 10 years, there's no one mine that had a very easy and flawless ramp up. Just recently we saw the news on TMAC that, you know, and that was one of the stellar companies that did very well on the construction, on the build and so on, and they're experiencing some difficulties going through ramp up. So any one project typically has 1 or 2 years of, you know, ramp up and more difficult years, and then you have 1 or 2 good years of cash flow. And if you have a short, you know, 3 to 4 year mine life, that means you have 1 or 2 good years, and then you have to basically tail off and go into care and maintenance or find more ore, which doesn't necessarily fit into the mine plan you basically executed on in the first 3 or 4 years. So that's why when we look at assets, we like long life assets, because we know we're going to go through maybe 1 or 2 years of, you know, ramp up, and then you're going to go into your good cash flow years, say 6, 7, 8 years, and then if you have a 10-year mine life, then you're dwindling down on production and going through closure. Now, when we're looking at assets like Falco, that's why it's incredible, because you have, you know, your 17-year mine life, but then you have that other inferred resource that still has to be drilled out. We're looking at, hopefully at one point, you know, over 20-year mine life. That's what these assets give to these producers, is super long mine life cash flow, and year over year you reap the reward. So it's, as I said, it's tough enough in the industry to build a mine. You know, you don't want to build a mine for 5 years of cash flow and then you're done. These things, it might be a bit harder on larger projects, but if you're able to reap the rewards for 20 years, then you're good.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report and continuing with our coverage live from the floor of the Sprott Natural Resource Symposium. In this segment, I'm sitting down with a good friend of the show, John Kaiser, founder and editor of Kaiser Research. I highly recommend checking out John's website for coverage on pretty much every precious metals junior out there. And John, we will be talking about a couple companies, but first of all, let's talk about this show and the general mood that we're seeing around here. My takeaway is that there are people here, but there's a lot of people still watching the market. No one seems to be tripping over themselves trying to get into certain stocks. However, there have been some standout stocks. What's your general takeaway from the show so far?
Well, let me draw a comparison to last year when we were pretty close to what was the end of a surprising sustained rally that began in late January 2016, and 2 weeks after this conference, mid-August, it turned around and everything went cold on a dime. We had a pretty dismal finish. We had a decent rally in the first 4 or 5 months of the market this year, but and a lot more money was raised, but it was concentrated. But we have not seen the type of retail investor involvement or the excitement amongst the promoters, because it's sort of become a bit of a tough slog again. Now, part of what made this market very difficult in the last 2-3 months was gold's rally failed and was threatening to drop through 1,200, but now it's back to 1,250 or so. So there's a bit of a sigh of relief that we weren't going back. But the crowd's attitude here is more subdued than last year. And kind of an anecdotal comparison is last year when you went down to the Notch 8 at the lobby there, the restaurant bar. It was packed with people and shutting down and ordering lots of last call stuff. And the last two nights where I was here and was down there, it was like subdued. There were a handful of people. There was like no promoters or anything, just a few stragglers of the delegates. So a considerably more subdued mood. The narrative is still kind of the optionality trade. The talks are about how gold has to go up, unsound money, blah, 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 blah. You know, waiting for a rising gold price to bring back a bull market.
Now, John, what is your assessment of the junior sector and even, let's say, some mid-tiers if gold continues to be range-bound? Because pretty much this whole year it's been between 1,200 and 1,300, unable to break out, but also not breaking down. Is this healthy for the market if we can just trend sideways, even for a few months longer?
Well, the important shift that began last year and which gelled early this year was the adoption of the strategy of rethinking old systems that don't work at the metal price we have, but let's take a new geological approach to it, redrill it, throw a lot of money drilling it, and see if we can come up with more ounces at a better grade, which was the opposite of the feasibility demonstration thing, because you drilled and drilled and came up with more and more ounces at an ever lower grade. And then when the uptrend in gold reversed, all of these big multi-million ounce deposits turned into worthless optionalities. Exhibit A is Osisko Mining's Windfall District, where past work had established 1.6 million ounces of 8 grams per ton, which sounds pretty good, should be a mine, and yet a PEA showed that even at $1,200 gold, this was not worth developing. But when Osisko got hold of this, Bob Wares and the other geologists in the team, they said, there's something else going on here. This is a Timmins scale system. The only way you're going to prove this is put a lot of money. 400,000 meters of drilling is going in. This company raised $100 million earlier this year, of which three quarters is earmarked for this project. The acid test comes in the final quarter of this year when they put out a resource estimate, and we're going to look for more ounces, higher grade, and evidence that this is now hangs together in a way where you can develop a mining plan. That's the vindication that could take this market to the next level, because there's many such systems out there. You have an optionality in terms of whatever you started off with, which if gold does eventually take off, that's at least worth something. But the goal is more discovery-oriented. There's a desire to get away from this tyranny of the gold price and put your money in the human talent that comes up with ideas and then applies intelligent exploration strategies to tease out deposits that work with the prices we have.
So, John, I agree with you that the market right now is very much focused on some sort of exploration drilling. They want to see the rethinks of systems or new systems being discovered. But now that so many companies did cash up in March, you and I chatted a couple months ago, and you outlined just how much money was raised in March. So companies and juniors are cashed up. How do you isolate which ones are the best ones that have cash and have a good plan?
This new exploration, discovery exploration oriented cycle requires talented technical groups. So you look first for people who know what the hell they're talking about, who can put together a presentation where you can see what their model is, what they need to do, and they also make it clear what sort of results kill this thing. You know, they're honest. They're looking for something that does not yet exist, but they think could, and they want to be able to move on to the next project. So you look for companies that did get cash out because the market kind of selects those technical teams. One that just is a good example was GT Gold, sort of a shell taken over to acquire this system in the Golden Triangle where it had never been available for exploration. It's actually an old-style outcropping thing, but the glaciers retreated. Somebody saw it, staked it. They put together the story. Well, we see this trend surface mineralization, geochem. We're going to drill a whole bunch of angle holes into it. And they just reported a whole series of really good assays. And the stock went from 30 cents to 80 cents. And this is like 70, 80 million shares fully diluted. So it's not a hideously expensive thing. But that one you could have picked. Now, it may be better to just watch them, create a watch list for these, and wait for one of them to deliver the discovery hole. Because when you don't deliver anything, or it's not as good, you just get crushed.
That's market. What we saw with Arizona Silver.
Yes, absolutely. But what we really need is a discovery that encounters a wall of skepticism, but blows everybody away because it just becomes bigger and bigger, and the fantasy that the crazies in the beginning were talking about start to gel into reality.
Well, one stock that you and I even chatted about, I think it was a couple weeks ago, is Novo Resources. They are not at this show, but since our last discussion, you've done a lot of research, and you actually recently recommended them to your subscribers. We are running a bit low on time, but we will continue our conversation for everybody on the radio on our website. But John, let's start looking at Novo. What are some of the new nuances that you've discovered that attracts you even more to this story?
Well, since we talked, I've done a fair bit of research to understand the story. And on Monday night, I made it a good relative spec value buy for my subscribers at $212, even though it is overpriced based on what we know so far. But the context, everything that's behind it, the serendipity of things that I've learned as to how this has been come into open, tells me, my gosh, this could be the discovery of the 21st century. It could be the missing half of the Witwatersrand Basin, from which 1.6 billion high-grade ounces have been mined, and another billion are left, but they're too deep to physically mine. This story, if it becomes reality, opens up the next stage in discovery exploration, where conceptually driven exploration for undercover targets, not things sticking out of the ground like GT Gold's a saddle system which accidentally showed up when the glaciers retreated, but more subtle targets that require a lot of capital, that require drilling in the third dimension as scout holes, just so that you can start to understand the nature and location of your target. This is the next wave coming, and in my view, Novo Resources is going to be that huge, huge story that creates the biggest bull market for the juniors that we've ever seen.
Just a reminder, John Kaiser and I did continue this conversation for about another 10 minutes. And if you want to hear that full interview, visit our website, kereport.com, click on the weekend show posting, and listen to the full segment 3. We really dive into what Novo has going for it and why John is now so excited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sal, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition and the first hour that has been recorded live from the floor of the Sprott Natural Resource Symposium. In this final segment of the first hour, I am sitting here with a very good friend of the show, Byron King. He is the, I guess, co-editor, you could call it, of the Jim Rickards Gold Speculator with Byron King. Byron, I've had you on a number of times, but it's been actually a couple months since I last had you on the show. I want to get your take initially on the state of the precious metals market, because as we're sitting here at this conference, very different than a year ago, where the precious metals prices were screaming straight up and kind of did a U-turn at about this time last year. This year's been very different, with a very much range-bound gold price. Some stocks are performing very well, some stocks are just kind of trending along. What's your general take on the precious metals market?
Well, my general take is that the market is, as you say, you know, mushing along, but that is not a bad sign in terms of, you know, the health of the market. When we were here a year ago, it was at the very ebullient time. It was a month after Brexit. Gold prices were up and people expected them to go higher. Gold, silver, gold shares were going even more up. I mean, they were very, very strong. We had really superb gains in February, March, April, May, June, into July. Really a nice rise. And then in August, the Fed kicked in, the Federal Reserve kicked in, and then U.S. electoral politics kicked in. A lot of things happened to sort of drive things down into the fall. We had a little bit of a recovery earlier this year, and we've been trading in a sort of a moderating range ever since in terms of share prices, in terms of gold prices, looking for the breakout to the upside, or if you, you know, if you're negative about it, a collapse to the downside, which we haven't had. Okay, now, where are we now today? A year ago when I was here at the Sprott Symposium, I met a lot of companies, a whole slew of companies, nice companies, good assets, good people, good management, good everything. Share price was pretty high. now here we are a year later, same companies, same people, same managers, same geologists, same geology, share prices lower. What's the difference? The difference is these are much better companies this year than they were last year. They've done more drilling. They've done more geology. They've done more thinking. The geologists are more seasoned. Management's more experienced. They've raised more money. They've put together drilling plans. They've put together other operational plans. I've been talking to companies that can tell you everything they're going to do for the next 18 months, and it's funded. So right now, at the lower prices, these companies are better buys now today at a lower price than they were a year ago at you know, twice the price and more.
So, Byron, in your newsletter, you do cover a number of companies, some of which we even share on our website. But talking about having these plans, having, first of all, money, and then this almost 18-month outlook for some of these companies, how crucial is this for you, and what's important when you see these plans?
Well, it's important that they have money, and it's important that they have a plan to spend it wisely. You can spend a lot of money in a hurry on stupid things. The days of companies doing just sort of lifestyle companies where the, you know, where it's all about, you know, paying big salaries to each other and flying around to fancy conferences on, you know, first class seats. Those days are gone. Those days are not here.
Well, good, at least, as well they should
as
be.
As well they should be. And those people are not here at this symposium. The Sprott people did a nice job of screening out the riffraff. These are the quality plays here at the Sprott Symposium. So right away, it's good to have money. It's good to be spending it wisely. A wise spend is critical. I mean, and you want to see the money being spent in the right sequence. You know, you do the cheap things first, and then you do the expensive stuff. You know, you're going to do your sampling. You just have to hire some young kids out of college or graduate school to walk across the landscape and pick up chunks of rock every 50 meters or 100 meters. You know, you do the geophysics. You hire an airplane, you fly over, you do the geophys. You know, you're doing trenching. Okay, that's not that expensive. You get a backhoe and you do all those things. You're doing the basic permitting. You're spending your money on the things that will help you get the data that you need. And then you need to have good geologists who can put together the model. The last thing you want to do at $200, $300, and $400 a meter is drill a hole. I mean, you drill a hole to confirm your thesis, to confirm your theory, to confirm what you think. If you drill the hole and it's not what you expected, well, then you'd better, you know, get back to the drawing board and figure it out in a hurry so that next hole does, you know, you want to drill to confirm. You do not explore by drilling. Every now and then you'll drill a scout hole someplace just to get a feel for it. But, you know, in general, you don't confirm or you don't explore by drilling. You confirm by drilling, and that's where you spend the real money. That's why I want to see the 18-month plan. And then I want to see it, but then also, you know, the large and the intermediate gold mining companies, they want to see it too. If they just see somebody out there, you know, drilling offset hole after offset hole after offset hole because he just wants to have press release after press release, you know, with good grade, that doesn't impress anybody in this market anymore. It might shake the rafters for a couple of just, you know, speculators who don't know what they're doing. But the real pros, they can see right through that stuff.
Well, and what seems to be garnering attention now is exploration drilling and having these exploration plans. We've seen some stocks run up even before any holes have been released. And unfortunately, if the holes are bad, well, then they drop right back down. But if you can confirm, then the share price is holding. So it is encouraging, in my eyes, at least a little bit, that there is money out there. But even the attitude, the mood of this show, you can tell a lot of investors are still sitting on their hands.
I don't disagree with you on that. I mean, people are gun shy. I mean, last year everybody was very ebullient because after 3 years, 4 years in the dumps, you know, we had had 6 really good months. Everybody was feeling just, you know, a charmed life. And then in the last year, yes, we've had the pullback, but that's okay. It's a consolidation phase. It's a chance to you know, shake out some of the overpriced ideas, pick up some of the underpriced and bargain type ideas, take another look at things, take another look at management, take another look at the geologic ideas. There are a lot of bargains out there. And then with our newsletter, Jim Rickards and my newsletter, The Gold Speculator, we have a general thesis. Jim has a thesis. I don't disagree with it at all, that gold silver is generally moving up. I mean, we all have day-to-day price bounces, but in terms of Federal Reserve, in terms of international monetary balances, in terms of geopolitics, in terms of just, you know, the winds of fate, we believe that gold prices and silver are generally moving up. So if we're going to see a generally up-moving market, you know, whoever has gold or whoever has ounces or pounds of copper or what have you, will we'll be able to monetize that into a higher, pricier market. So that benefits the share prices.
So, Byron, how do investors play that? Can you share with us maybe a couple companies that you're recommending or a couple strategies that you're undertaking for your subscribers?
Well, the portfolio itself is behind the paywall, but we've talked about a couple of companies. I mean, one company that just made a major move to the New York Stock Exchange is Auren Resources, AUG, Alpha Unicorn Golf. They went to the Toronto Exchange from the venture and then from the OTC to the big board. So Auren Resources has a fabulous exploration portfolio. They're going to get a lot more visibility being on the big board, so it makes it much, much, much easier. It opens up a wide field of potential buyers. I think they would get a share price lift just on that news alone. There are many other smaller companies that I think have a lot of merit that we're beginning to see. For those who are on the outside, they still aren't ready to go pick stocks. The Sprott company has two really nice ETFs, the Sprott Gold Miners Index and the Sprott Junior Gold Miners Index. The Sprott and Sprott Junior are far better managed than the run-of-the-mill ETFs that you see elsewhere. They have better management, better returns, and lower charges, for running the ETF. So if you're not ready to jump in and pick actual stocks, go look for Sprott, Sprott, Gold Miners Index, or the Junior Gold Miners Index.
So across the board, those Sprott funds are essentially better for investors to look into, and we've heard the issues of, what GDXJ had this year.
Right. Sprott does not have a GDXJ issue. In fact, GDXJ, maybe to the extent they poisoned the well for the idea of ETFs, they called it a Junior Miners Index, but it was filled with intermediate-sized miners, and when they went to rebalance it, they shook up the whole market and made a mess of things for 2.5-3 months. Sprott does not have that problem, but you will be dealing with 25 of the best gold mining companies on the Sprott Gold Miners Index, and a large number of the juniors and small intermediates on their Junior Mining Index. It saves Joe and Susie, investor out there, it saves them the problem of absolute stock picking. You and I, we're at this conference. We have the privilege of being here in Vancouver. We can walk up, we can talk to management, talk to geologists, really, dig into these companies. For those on the outside who don't have that sense of confidence, they haven't shaken the hands of people, they haven't looked them in the eye, heard the pitch, asked the questions. If you don't want to pick the stocks right now, let the Sprott people pick them for you.
Well, and Byron, to your point, that's why I think people should subscribe to a newsletter like yours, and that's why people listen to our show, because even on our website throughout this weekend and into next week, I have recorded a number of interviews with companies so that people can get a better feeling for these companies and hopefully build some comfort and, who knows, maybe even invest, because you can truly make your best money investing in individual companies, but it's hard to sometimes isolate all of the best ones. Byron, hey, it's great chatting with you.
Good to be with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.